29th lesson. No news is not always good news.
They say that no news is good news. But judging by the 13 million odd newspapers that land on the doormats every day, this is not the opinion of the British public, who buy more papers every day than almost any other country in the world.
There are roughly 20 national papers, both dailies and Sunday editions, and over 800 regional papers.
The national papers are traditionally produced in Fleet Street, in the centre of London. But new technology has caused more and more titles to move from the Street of Ink to other headquarters.
Content and quality vary greatly, so much so that we generally divide the dailies into quality and popular.
A famous writer once said that a good paper should be like a nation talking to itself. But in the case of some papers, the nation may not like what it hears.
Unusual events have always been a staple of journalism. When a dog bites a man, that's not news. But when a man bites a dog, that is news. And investigative reporting has always been a journalistic tradition, stemming from the right of free speech.
However, the growing appetite for sensationalism has given rise to checkbook journalism, where people connected with news stories, usually crimes, are paid huge sums for their exclusive story.
Banner headlines announce the scoop, and the daily diet of disaster grows greater.
Of course, newspapers are about more than just news. The political stance of each is put over in editorial comment and opinion columns, which are sometimes subtle but often strident.
That most famous of all papers, The Times, owes its nickname, The Thunderer, to the denunciatory tone of its editorials, which still carry much weight among members of the establishment.
Although the influence of the press is enormous, and the world sometimes seems like a global village, it is useful to remember the words of the journalist who described his profession as telling the public that Lord Smith was dead when they didn't know who Lord Smith was when he was alive.
Exercises.
Judging by the newspaper reports, the situation is serious.
There were roughly 2,000 inquiries, but only about 20 or so were interested.
Did he like the book?
So much so that he went out and bought 10 copies.
Riots broke out when the government increased the price of staples.
The superstition stems from a belief in witches.
It owes its nickname to an old Scottish word,